Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Dalid, and we are 11 lines from the top of Daf Dalid Omer Aleph. The Masechta Shavuos began Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba, Yediyos Hatuma Shtayim Shehin Arba, Yitzias Ashabis Shtayim Shehin Arba, Marois Nigoyin Shnayim Shehin Arba. What does Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba mean? It's discussing specifically Shavuos Bitoy. There are two examples of Shavuos Bitoy where someone that violates it, B'shoigig, would have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. The examples are if somebody made a Shavuah that he would do something or wouldn't do something, would do something, it's lehetiv, won't do something, it's lahara. Either way, he made a Shavuah in the asid that's either lahara or lehetiv. He violated the Shavuah. B'shoigig, the halach is, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. Shehen arba, that although the Torah doesn't talk about somebody who makes a shvuah about something that happened in the past, but the same would be true if he made a shvuah about something that already took place, shvuas bitoy, and it was a shvuas sheker, the halach is, if it was b'shoigig, he too would have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. That was shvuas shtayin shein arba. Yes, atuma shtayin shein arba, that's talking about somebody that's tameh, that came in contact with either the Beis HaMikdash or Kodshim, Tumas Mikdash v'Kodeshav. The halach is if there was yediya b'tchila and yediya b'soif, there was a halama in between, b'shoigig, there was Tumas Mikdash v'Kodeshav, he would have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. It's shtayin because there's only two examples of it that are mefurish in the Torah. What are the examples where the person forgot that he was tameh? Shehin arba, there are two additional examples that are not mefurish in the Torah, where if he would forget, not the tumah, but it would be nela mimenu, the fact that he's entering the Beis HaMikdash, or the fact that what he's eating right now is kachim. Either way, whether it's Shvuos, Shtayim Shein Arba, Yediyos Hatuma, Shnayim Shein Arba, those were the first two halachas of the Mishnah. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that the truth is both of these halachas, Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba and Yediyos Hatuma Shtayim Shein Arba, are b'machloikis shnuyo. As a matter of fact, they're both a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The problem is that the halacha of Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba is shnuya kidivrei Rabbi Akiva, and the halach of yediyah is hatuma shnayin shein arba is shnuya kidivrei Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara asks the kasha, reisha Rabbi Akiva v'sefer Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara took a few stabs at it, and the teretz that we're in the middle of discussing right now is the Gemara wants to say a chiddush. The Gemara wants to say that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, and that would explain v'sefer yediyah is hatuma shnayin shein arba, because it's shitas Rabbi Yishmael that holds that it doesn't matter if the halama was where he forgot that he was tameh, or the halama was that he forgot that the place he's entering is the Beis HaMikdash, or what he's eating is kachem. Either way, he brings a carbon oil of a yoyrid. That is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. That works very good. The kasha is, if the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, how do you understand Shavuos Shtayin Shehin Arba? L'chura, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is that the only time somebody is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid for Shavuos Bitoy is if the Shavuah that he made was in the future tense. It was for the Yosid. If it was for the Avar, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is, you don't bring a carbon oil of yoyrit. It's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. It's not Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara Achidish. That may be, when the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, we're not discussing a carbon oil of yoyrit. Maybe what we're discussing is Malkus. And as it relates to the Malkus of Le'achol Devarah, even Rabbi Yishmael would agree, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, that if a person violates Shvuah's Bitoy, not b'shoigig, b'mezid, the halacha is that he would get malchus. And it's true whether the shvua is a shvua of la'asid, or whether the shvua is a shvua of l'sha'avar. Either way, the halacha is he's going to get malchus. Say nochinami, if the subject of the Mishnah was the carbon oil of a yoyrit, it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yishmael. But says the Gemara, the subject of the Mishnah is not the carbon oil of a yoyrit, it's the malchus. Thus, it works very nicely. Shvua, shtayin, shein, arba, because even Rabbi Yishmael, who argues with Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the carbon oil of a yoyrit, but as it relates to the malchus, it doesn't matter if it's in the Avar or the Asid, thus it works out. Shvuos Shtayin Shehein Arba. The Gemara said that there's one super duper akimta you would have to make in order for the Mishnah to work talking about Malkus, and that is we're going to have to say that the time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav She'en by Maisa. Because if you're going to tell me there's Malkus in all four permutations of Shvuos Bitoy, in at least one of them, it's going to be a Lav Shein B'Maisa. We're going to come back to that at the end of the daf. But says the Gemara, okay, maybe Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda, and there are other Tanaim and Shas that hold Lav Shein B'Maisa, like in all of. So says the Gemara, Ba'olam Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha of Yediyah Satuma Shtayin Shein Arba is perfect. I Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba. How does that work according to Rabbi Yishmael? We're not discussing the Karban Oil of Yared. We're really discussing the Malka. Says the Gemara, 11 lines from the top. Am I Yukim to Rabbi Yishmael? What are you telling me? That the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Ule Malkus. And when the Mishnah says Shtayin Shein Arba, it's not discussing the laws of Oil of Yared. Rather, it's discussing the laws of Malkus. Freak the Gemara. Marais Negoyim. My Malkus. L'chura, the Gemara is arguing that when the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yedias HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba, all halachas in the Mishnah are probably discussing the same thing, which would mean then that if Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba means L'inyan Malkus, then when it says Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba, it means L'inyan Malkus as well. Freak the Gemara, where does Maris Negoyim, where do the laws of Negoyim intersect with the laws of Malkus, says the Gemara? What do you mean? Negoyim 101. Bekoitzetz Baherta. If somebody has a Baheres and he cuts it, he's over Eloi Saseh. As a matter of fact, one of the Mekoyres in Shas to the Aloch of Asei Deich Eloi Saseh is from Mila B'Tzaras. If a child would have a Tzaras on his Mokoyim Mila, you're allowed to do Bris Mila, despite the fact that you're being over the Isser of being Koitzetz Baheres. The reason is because the Mitzvah Saseh of Mila is Deich Eloi Saseh of Baheres. One Makar is Kalayim B'Tzitzis, that everybody knows, but Mila B'Tzaras is also a Makar. But either way, says the Gemara, the laws of Maris Negoim very much impact the laws of Malkus. It's Negei, the Koitzitz Baheres. Ukirababin, Amrabi Law. So that you have the halacha of Hishomer, Benega Tzaras, and Hishomer Rabbi Law said is one of the Lashonis that means Lo Yisaseh, which means there's Malkus for somebody that's Koitzetz Baheres. So when it says Maris Negoim Shtayin Shein Arba, it could mean it's discussing Malkus as well. Says the Gemara, Elo Yitzias HaShabbos, my Malkus Iko. Where do you have Malkus by Yitzias HaShabbos? The Mishnah mentioned also Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba. Shabbos? If someone's over the Malach of Eitzah on Shabbos, is he going to get Malkus? Let's say he got Hasra for Malkus. Is he going to get Malkus? No. That's Malkus 101. Lav Shenit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin. Uvacha Lav Shenit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin. It ain't like an olive. We know that a Lav that's Nit and Lazarus Misas Bezdin, there is no Malkus. So how then could we say that when it says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, what it means is, L'inyan Malkus, if Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba means Malkus, then the whole Mishnah has to be talking about Malkus. So says the Gemara, how's it going to work? Now, Yediyah Satoma could be talking about Malkus. Why? Because the truth is, a Tomei that eats Kachem or a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash is Chayim Malkus. Maris Negoim, we just said, could be talking about Malkus. Maybe we mean the halachas of Koitzitz Baheres. But Shabbos, how's it possible Malkus by Shabbos? It's a Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Bezin, says the Gemara, that if you're Halting Cheshvin from the Dafin at the end of Masechtas Malkus, you know this is not a Kasha. Mishum Hachi Komei Kamino Karabi Yishmael. Doma Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Bezin, like enough. Now, Pasha, what the Gemara's Teretz is, that who are we saying now is the time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael. Who holds Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin Ein Loikin Olav? Rabbi Akiva. There was a three-way machlokes right in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Malkus. What are the rules and regulations? What type of Lav you get Malkus for? What type of Lav you don't get Malkus for? Rabbi Yishmael says, all Lavin you get Malkus for. All Lavin. Now we see Rabbi Yishmael holds even a Lav Shein by Maisel Loikin Olav. Rabbi Yishmael holds that all Lavin you get Malkus for. Rabbi Akiva said, you don't get Malkus for Chavi Mises Bezin. Chavi Krisus, yeah, but regular Lavin yet, but not Chavi Mises Bezin. Rabbi Yitzchok said that even Chavi Krisus, you don't get Malkus for. It's only for an ordinary love. But Al Kapanim, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you get Malkus for Lav Shenit Lazarus Mises Bezin. So it's beautiful. It's Ma'od Matim. The time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba doesn't mean Linyan Karban Oil of a Yared, because Rabbi Shmuel Taka holds that on a Shvuah L'Sha'avah you don't bring an Oil of a Yared. We mean Linyan Malkus, and the whole Mishnah is discussing Malkus. Yediyah Satoma, we mean the Malkus, not the Oil of a Yared. Maris Negoim, we mean Koitzetz Baheretz. And even Yetzias HaShabbos, we mean Malkus. Ay, Lav Shenit Lazarus Mises Bezin. This is all Rabbi Shmuel L'Shitasei. Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shenit Lazarus Mises Bezin, like you know. But the Gemara nitpicks on the lashon of what the Gemara's teretz was. The Gemara says you have a kasha to Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Bezin. Mishum hachi komak mina mak Rabbi Shmuel. It's for that reason we're saying the Tana the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning to answer this kasha of how is it possible Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayin Shein Arba Shenit Malkus. To answer that, we're saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara, why? Well, if you're holding Cheshvan, that's not why we said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Halav hachi kaimik Rabbi Akiva? You mean to say that if not for the problem of Yitzias HaShabbos, you would have said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Kashi Yadis. Didn't we say that the Tana of the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva? Because although Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba works according to Rabbi Akiva, but Yadis HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds the only time you bring an oil of a Yoyred for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddishav is if it was Alamas Tumah. But if it was Alamas Mikdash for Kaddishav, you don't, says the Gemara. No, that is not an issue. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva Nami Ulamalkis. Because you could have always said that the Tana of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Akiva, and when it says Yediyas Atuma Shtayin Shein Arba, it means with regards to Malkus. Meaning, just like we just said now, that Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba can mean Malkus and not the Oil of Yoyred according to Rabbi Yishmael. You could also, for the same price, give the same teretz that the Oil on the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah is discussing Malkus, and Yediyas Atuma Shtayin Shein Arba means Le'inyan Malkus. So Mitzad, the original Kasha, the Reisha Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer Rabbi Yishmael, just like the Gemara said that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael and the Reisha means Le'inyan Malkus, the Gemara could also say that La'olam the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva and Yediyas Atum is also Le'inyan Malkus. So really there was no impetus to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael more than Rabbi Akiva. You know what the impetus was? Because how are you going to learn Yitzias HaShabbos? Yitzias HaShabbos, if you wanted to work L'inyan Malkus, so Bishlam, if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael holds Nafshin and Lazarus Misas Bezdin, like in Olaf. But if the Tana of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Akiva holds Nafshin Lazarus Misas Bezdin, ain't like in Olaf. So that's what the Gemara said. Mishum Hachi, if you're holding Cheshbin, and you were probably bothered that once we're making an Akimta that the Mishnah means Malkus, why do you have to make the Akimta more according to Rabbi Yishmael then according to Rabbi Akiva? Now you know the answer. It's Mishum Hachi. It's this subtlety that the Gemara is being Moisa. It's because how are you going to learn Yitzias HaShabbos? If it Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva, we're going to stub our toe. We're going to have no way of learning that part of the Mishnah. Because Salav Shikun Lazarus Mises Bezdin Shabbos. They ain't like you know. But if the time of the Mishnah's Rabbi Yishmael, it's Rabbi Yishmael Lishitasi. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, how could you learn the whole Mishnah Malkus? Meaning, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba could be Malkus. Lav Shein Bei Maisa Loiken Olav, that will be the Akimta, but you can make it work. Maris Negom Shtayin Shein Arba, you can work, because it's Baharis. Even Yitzias HaShabbos, you can make work. Mishnah's Rabbi Yishmael, Lav Shein Lazarus, Misas Bezdin Loiken Olav. But how do you learn Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba? And the Gemara has three kashas with Yediyas HaTumah, meaning Malkus. Number one, Ihochi Yediyos Hasrois Miboyle. Yediya is a word you use when you're talking about being over in a very b'shoikik. There was yediyah, and then there was halama, and then there was yediyah again. So when you're discussing an aver being done b'shoikik, the word yediyah is going to be part of the vernacular. But if we're discussing Malkus, we're not discussing someone that was over Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh of b'shoikik. We're discussing someone that was over Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh of b'mesit. Right? What's the nafgamina if yediyah satoma is le'inyan oil of a yoyred or it's le'inyan Malkus? Aside for the obvious nafgamina, are we talking about someone that did an aver b'shoigig or someone that did an aver b'mes? You bring an oil of a yoyer when you do the aver b'shoigig. If it was b'mesid, then there's a conversation about Malkus. But the word yediyos, which suggests shkaga, obviously suggests that we're talking about oil of a yoyer. We're not talking about oil of Malkus. But the word says, oh, Kasha, that doesn't bother me. Tell me yediyos dasrois. Doesn't mean yediyos of... He knew about it, then forgot about it. But Yediyos, he was made aware of it because he was warned. And we mean the hasro that a person hasn't have in order to be Chayiv Malkus. But the Gemara says, I still have problems. What's the Shtayin Shein Arba? I understand the Shtayin. Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kadoshov. If you do it B'mezid, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. But what's the Shtayin Shein Arba? Where's in the Gei the Shein Arba? Vesu, another Kasha. Eshiyesh B'yadiyah Mitchil V'atsoif V'helem Bein Chayin. Halav Malkus Ma'i V'detei. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes through cases. There was Yediyah B'tchila, there was Yediyah B'soif, there was Halav in between. Clearly we're talking about someone that violated an Isser. B'shoigik. Vesu, and then finally, the Mishnah clearly said we're talking about a oil of yoyred. Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef, checkmate. There's no way to answer this kasha. Meaning, it's clear that the Reisha, the Mishnah, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, does not mean Malkus. Because if it means Malkus, everything has to be Malkus. And the one thing we can't make work L'inyan Malkus Yedias HaTumah. Yedias HaTumah is clearly talking about an oil of a yari. If that's the case, we have the original kasha. Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Zokta Gemara, the Poshita Teretz, Elom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi He. You have to say the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. It's who the Tana of the Mishnah always is. It's the author of the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Nas of Ali with the Tanoi. And he, for whatever reason, as we'll see in a moment, decided that the part of the Mishnah should be Rabbi Yishmael, and part of the Mishnah should be Rabbi Akiva. Be a dios, as it relates to a dios, the second halacha of the Mishnah, nasavlok Rabbi Yishmael. The shvuah is the first halacha of the Mishnah, nasavlok Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Asher, Mritu l'shmaitik amid Rav Kahana. I was once discussing this sugya with Rav Kahana, the first lines of Masechet Shavuos, va'amalei, and he told me as follows: Loi tema, don't think that Rabbi Nasav la'alibit Tanoi v'leilai sfirlei. That when Rabbi was being masada the Mishnah, he decided that the Reisha should be Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer should be Rabbi Shmuel, but that he himself didn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Akiva in one place and Rabbi Shmuel in the other place. Ela Rabbi taimei denavsh. It's not the pshat. Rather, pshat is Rabbi had the Reisha Rabbi Akiva and the Sefer Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi himself holds in the Reisha like Rabbi Akiva, and in the Sefer he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, Damiram, we're discussing, why did Rabbi do it this way? Meaning, does Rabbi follow Shittas Rabbi Shmuel, or does Rabbi follow Shittas Rabbi Akiva? Now, the first concept, two machlekes have absolutely nothing to do with each other, so like, why are we getting so excited? It's sorech beer. But the bottom line is, Damiram, we're discussing, did Rabbi really hold like Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shvuos and with like Rabbi Yishmael with regards to Diyas Atoma, and that's why he paskin Reish Rabbi Akiva say for Rabbi Yishmael, because it's time of the Nafshe, it's what he really holds? No, maybe not. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva in both cases and Rabbi Yishmael in both cases, but he had some cheshvin, some agenda why when he was Masad in the Mishnah, he wanted the Reish to be Rabbi Akiva to say for Rabbi Yishmael. So this is what Rav Ashi was discussing with Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said, Rav Kahana told me, don't think that Rabbi doesn't really hold the way he shtelled it in the Mishnah and he had some ulterior motive why he wrote it that way. No. Rabbi time of the Nafshe Mefarer. Zok the Gemara de Tanya. How do I know that? It's how do you know that in order to be chayv a carbon oil of a yoyret for tumas mikdav shel kodeshov, you would have to have yediyah betchila and yediyah v'sayf, and only halam in between, which was the first halach in the Masechta. The only time you chayv carbon oil of a yoyret, you knew you were tameh, then you forgot, then you knew again. So then the halach is oil of a yoyret. What if you had yediyah betchila? That's the sira nasa lefnim. What if you had yediyah b'sayif? That's the sira nasa b'chutz. There was no yediyah at all. Sira regalim, sira rishchaydish. Right? That was shvuas dabez. So what's the makar to that? We didn't have a makar when we learned shvuas dabez. We said we'd wait till the gemara. So no, this is the gemara. So what is the makar? How do you know that the only time you chayiv oil of a yoyret is if there was yediyah b'chil of a sayif? Talmud loymar v'nelam v'nelam shnei pomim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, because if you look in the pasuk that discusses the oil of a yoyret, it says the word v'nelam twice. The Nelam twice suggests that there were two Yediyos. How so? Because you can only forget something that you once knew. So if you were Venelam, it means you knew. And it says Venelam a second time to suggest that there was Yediyah times two. There were two Yediyos. Rabbi says, in itzarech, I don't need Venelam twice for me to know that you need two Yediyos. In other words, Yediyah betchil and Yediyah besoy. Because Harei Yoimer, the Pasuk says Venelam, Mechlal de Yada. And then the Pasuk also says Vehu Yada. It says in the Pasuk clearly Vehu Yada. Vehu Yada is the Chayediya. Harei kan shtei Yediyos. Imkei Vanellum. So why did the Torah say Vanellum a second time? If it's not to tell me two Yediyos, because I already know from Vahu Yada one Yediyah, so I only need one of the two Vanellums to tell me the second Yediyah. So why talk to the Torah say Vanellum a second time? L'chayev al-helem tumah, val-helem mikdash. To tell me that you're not only chayev if the halama was, if what you forgot was the fact that you're tummy, but you're going to be chayev even if the halama was on the mikdash, even if the halama was on the kodesh. Bottom line is, this braisa is Rabbi Akiva's makar. How we knew in this Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yediyah Satum is Shtayim, but not Shtayim Shein Arba. And that's how we knew that the Sefer, the second halacha of the Mishnah, couldn't be Rabbi Akiva, it had to be Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Akiva darshins the two Venelams to tell me Yediyah Betchilav, Yediyah Besayif. He doesn't have one Venelam to teach me that Halomas Tumas Lav Dafka, but Yibichayef Halomas Mikdash Vikadoshav as well. Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanan Shas that argues with Rabbi Akiva. But in this Braisa, who else said it? Rebbe said it. Rebbe said, "Ein oitzarech." Vehu Yoda teaches me one yediyah. Venelam teaches me the second yediyah. What do I do with the second venelam? that halomas tumas lav dafka, halomas mikdash v'kodeshov, you're going to be chayiv korban oil v'yared as well. So who does Rebbe hold like? Not like Rebbe Akiva, like Rebbe Shmuel. So that's clear then that Rebbe in the Mishnah said yediyas atumas shtayin shein arba. He wasn't poked randomly saying shitas Rebbe Yishmol. It's v'lei sviralei. This is Rebbe l'shitasa in the Braisa, where Rebbe clearly holds that the vanellum that's miutar in this pasuk is l'rabois yuchayiv, even if the halama was on the mikdash v'kodeshov, the halama was on the tumah. So half of the equation we just figured out. Again, Rav Kahana said that the reason Rebbe went reisha Rebbe Akiva sefer Rebbe Shmuel is because v'lei sviralei, he holds that way. So we now know what the makar, how we know that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yishmael with regards to Yediyas Atuma. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ashkham Yediyo is the Islay Tami Danavshe, Shvu is the Islay Tami Danavshe, Minolan. How do you know that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shvuos, that Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba as well, leading Kotra Noyla B'Yorid, that when it says in the Torah, Lahora Lehetiv, in the future tense, it's Lav Dafka, but who Adina Shvu L'Shava, you're also going to be Chayiv, Shvuos Bitoy, says the Gemara, that is not Mufurish anywhere. We don't have a Mufurish Rebbe anywhere in the Torah. Anywhere in the Teresh Baal Peh, that Rebbe said Mefurish Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba. However, Svaru, it is something I know. Mi Svaru, what's the Svaru? Rabbi Akiva, my time come Mechayiv L'Shavar. What's the Makar to Rabbi Akiva that holds Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba? That Osir is Lav Dafka, but who Adin Avar? It's the Dorish Ribuy Miuti. It's because Rabbi Akiva Darshins Ribuy Miuti. Rabbi Nami Dorish Ribuy Miuti. Rabbi also Darshins Ribuy Miuti. And Ayos Rabbi Darshins Ribuy Miuti. Even though I don't know Mefurish anywhere that Rabbi said that Shvuah Shtayim should be chayiv on the Avar as well, but Zilbaser Taima Svarahu, the whole Yisoy, the underlying Svara of Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that he darshins Ribuyi Umiyuti. Rebbe also darshins Ribuyi Umiyuti. So what exactly is Ribuyi Umiyuti, and what's this Shitas Rabbi Akiva that he darshin Ribuyi Umiyuti leinyan Shvuah? So we know that three of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayr Nedrashes Bahen is Klalu Prat. That's number four. Upratu klal is number five. Klal pratu klal iatadon elokeina prat. Meaning, whenever the Torah says a klal, and then the Torah is mefarit something. So, Rabbi Shmuel of Yud Gimel Midrash and the Torah to the Dreshers Ben Fein said that the way you're supposed to darshan is klal uprat im bechal elamasha beprat. The prat defines the klal. So the Torah sounds like it's going to tell me something that's all-inclusive, but then the Torah says klal. We'll see many examples of it now in the Gemara. Klal uprat ein b'chal elamashe b'prat. What if there's a klal, a prat, and then the Torah again uses some all-inclusive lashon, klal prat u klal, yatadon elo ke'ein ha'prat. And then we say that will include anything that's similar to the prat. So if you have a klal uprat, the only thing you have is the prat, meaning the prat is memayet the klal to the level that all you have is the prat itself. Klal prat to klal, the second klal is marba, beyond the prat. What is a marba? It says that anything that's ke'ena prat is going to be included, but if it's not ke'ena prat, it's not going to be included. So again, klal prat in b'chal elo mashav prat, klal prat to klal in b'chal elo ke'en mashav prat. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way he darshan the Torah. But there's another mahalach in Shas, and that is not klal uprat or klal prat uklal, but rather ribuy miut or ribuy miut ribuy. The man that knows ribuy miut looks at every klal uprat differently. He looks at a klal as a ribu. He looks at a prat as a miut. And he says that whenever the Torah has a ribuy miut or klal uprat, he calls it ribuy miut, ein be ribuy or ein bechlal ela ke ein masha beprat. So we don't say that the miut defines the ribuy, but rather the miut says that anything that's similar to the miut is going to be included. In other words, ribuy miut lemanda omar who darshins ribuyi umiyuti is the equivalent of a klal prat to klal according to the man number that darshins klal upra. When you have now the second ribuy, you have to be marba more than ke'en the miut, because ribuy umiyut already was ke'en a miut, and the second ribuy is coming to be marba beyond that. So what's ribuy miut ribuy? We're marba everything. But if you marba everything, then what's the point of the miut? The miut tells you even might one thing. One thing, davarecha, the thing that's least similar to the miut, that's the thing we might. But other than that, everything is going to be inclusive. So again, if you darshan the Torah, klal prat to klal, klal uprat is ein bechal ela mashav uprat. Klal prat to klal is ein bechal ela ke'ein mashav uprat. If you darshan the Torah, ribuy miut is ein be ribuy ela ke'ein mashav miut. If you darshan ribuy miut, ribuy, my ribuy akoil, my miut, we're memayet dovar echad. Now, there's a long Rashi. The Gemara doesn't explain it. It's really the Gemara and Av Chavava Menalach. Says Rashi, the beer in the Gemara is that this machloik is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yakiv. Whether or not the parsha of carbon oil of yerid by shvuas bitu is only for a shvuah in the asid, or if it's also for a shvuah in the avar, is totally in this machlokes. Do you darshan klal pratu klal, or do you darshan riboy miut riboy? Rabbi Shmuel holds klal pratu klal. It says in the Torah, oy nefesh kisi shava levate bisfasayin. Kisi shava is a klal, any type of shvuah. Then it says lahara ilahetif. We're talking about specific types of shvuas. L'chayla sheyevata adam shvuas is a riboy again, or it's a klal again. Klal pratu klal, ein b'chal elike ein mashe b'prat. Says Rabbi Yishmol, maha prat, lahora lehetev is in the future, so too I could only be marba a shvua that's in the future. But if it's a shvua in the lisha avar, it's not going to be included. Rabbi Akiva darshan's riboy miyad riboy. So it's true, you have the riboy, kisi shava levatev is fasayim, then you have the miyad lahora lehetev. It says again, l'chal ashi yavatu, you have a riboy miyad riboy, my riboy ribi akol. Meaning, we might be even a shvuah l'sha avar. My miyut, miyut davar echad. What's the davar echad? So the Gemara says in shvuah chavava meralef, it's nishba levatel sa mitzvah, nishba lekayim sa mitzvah. That's the davar echad that we're going to be mamay. But the point is, as it relates to the shvuah l'sha avar, it's going to be included. So Rabbi Yishmol dash in klal prat to klal. By the way, it's Rabbi Yishmol l'shitasai. Yishmol oime, v'shloish esri midas, atayin edreshes behem. Klal uprat, prat to klal doesn't say ribo, miyut, miyut, ribo. So Rabbi Yishmol l'shitasai from the brace of shloish esri midas kishmak. He dash in klal uprat. So you had aim b'chal elke. It's only going to be a shvua in the asid. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds Rabbi Meir Riba. Zok the Gemara. What Rabbi holds in the shvua's bitui of a shvua the sha'avar vesach nesh? Aber ein zach vesach ya. Rabbi holds Rabbi Meir Riba. So let's go basa svara. If Rabbi holds Rabbi Meir Riba, then al pichesh bin, how would he darshan this pasuk like Rabbi Akiva? If he would darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, then a shvua is so the asid is lav dafka, who are din a shvua l'shavar. What you're going to end up is with shvua shtayin shein arba linyan carbon oil v'yorid. That's why Rabbi had the ratio according to Rabbi Kiva. So zok rav kahane to Rav Ashi, loy tema, don't think it's punked, it's random, there's some ulterior cheshmen, why Rabbi made the ratio Rabbi Akiva and the Sefer Rabbi Shmuel. Sizeir gishmak why Rabbi did it. It was not with a cheshmen. You know what the cheshmen was? That is shittas Rabbi. That Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yishmael, with regards to Yediyas HaTomah, that's Mefurish HaBrais. And that he holds like Rabbi Akiva. With regards to Shvuos, that's not Mefurish. But Svaru, who says the Gemara, because Rabbi Akiva sheet is geboit on the fact that the Dash is Rebbe Meir Riboy, and we know that Rabbi holds Rebbe Meir Riboy. Geshma, Klar, that's the Gemara. Says, how do I know that Rabbi really holds Rebbe Meir Riboy? So now we're going to have some fun. Zok the Gemara, Ditanya, meaning where is the sheet as Rabbi? Rabbi says, B'chol Poydim B'char Adam. So we're all familiar with the law of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is if somebody has a Bechar, so he has to be poida, his firstborn son from a kohen, and he has to give him 5 slot. How do we know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, uftuyav mi ben chodesh, once the baby turns 30 days old, kifte, be'erkecha, kesef, chamesha shkolin, b'shekel ha'kodesh, esrem geiruhu. So the pasuk says, there's a mitzvah to be poida. Now, Rebbe says you can be poida with anything. Meaning you want to give cash, credit card. I mean, how do you want to pay for it? It doesn't really matter. Chutz min hashtar. The only thing you can't do is a shtar. Let's say somebody owes you 5 slot. So you go over to the kohen and you tell the kohen, listen, I'm going to sign my note over to you. I'm going to give it to you so that instead of Chaim Yankel owing me 5 slot, he's going to now owe you 5 slot. Shabudah the Rav Nassan, all this slumdis, that doesn't work. But anything else, you can be poyed with. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, b'chol poyedim b'chol rodim chutz mi'avodim v'shtaris v'karkois. No, it's much less inclusive. According to the Rabbanan, you can't be poyed with a shtar, true. You also can't be poyed with karka. You also can't be poyed with an ev. It says, well, my time, the Rebbe, what's the pshad? The Dorish ribuy miyuti. Rebbe Darshan's ribuy miyuti. This pasuk, you have a ribuy miyut ribuy. You have ufduyav mi ben chodesh. Ufduyav is a ribo. Tifte is another riboy. And then it says kesef, chamesh shkol, 5 shekel, cash. That's the miyut. Ufduyav mi ben chodesh ribo. Be'erkecho, kesef, chamesh shkol, miyut. Tifte. Because of a riba. Riba miyat riba, riba akol. My riba akol miyat. Therefore, you marry up everything. Or my miyat. What do you do when you have riba miyat riba? You might one thing. Miyat shtaris. So the only thing you can might is shtaris. So Rebbe says, avadim karkois that you could be paida with. The only thing you can't be paida with is a shtar. Rabbanan dashi, the rabbanan hold, klaliu prati. Rabbanan dashi, klal pratu klal. Uftiv, men chayidish klal. Berkachikas of chamesh shkolan prat. Tifte, chaz of akila. Klal pratu klal, yat adon al akina prat. Ma, prat mufurish, dover metalta vagufe moment. I've called dover metalta vagufe moment. Yatsu karkois, shayna metaltun, yatsu avadim, shukshul karkois, yatsu shtarish, afa, bisha metaltun, lenin gufe moment. The rabbanan dashi, klal pratu klal. So you have only keina prat. If you have only keina prat, it's much less inclusive. If it's much less inclusive, that's why you could be paid with anything but not avodim, not shtaris, not karkois. According to Rebbe, you only might one thing. A third party note. Why we only my one thing? Because he holds riba mid riba. That's what you do. You marba everything in my tovarecha. Whereas the chachamim hold klal pratu klal. You only marba things that are kena prat. Either way, this is where Rebbe holds in the halachas of pidyon haben that ribuy miyut ribi. Amalei Rav Yehuda Lameimar. Is that true? Rebbe Dorish ribuy miyuti. Is it really so simple that Rebbe holds ribuy miyut ribuy? For Rebbe klal you prati Dorish. I found you a place where Rebbe actually dashes klal pratu klal. The Tanya we learned at a brayse and the makar over there is the halach of the Marzeya. So we know the nirtza, the Marzeya, that's an eved ivri that was sold. 6 years, a haftias, adonias, ishtias, bonai, lo yetzei chavshi, he's not interested in going free. So what does the pasuk say? V'lakachtes ha-marzeya, you take this drill, v'nasata ba'oznoi, u'badeles, you go to the doorpost, his ear, v'hoyu l'cho eved oylam, ma'afla moshe tasachin. This price is discussing what type of tools, what type of instruments were you able to use as a marzeya. Meaning the pasuk says marzeya, which is a specific type of tool. The question is marzeya dafka? Zok the Gemara, marzeya. It says in the marzeya, in the yellow marzeya, menayin the rabbis ha-soil, va-sira, ha-machet, va-makteyef, ha-machteyef. Having all these other different types of tools. Talmud lo-imra, v'lo-kachto, kol dover shenilkach biyad, divi Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef says, it says v'lo-kachto, anything. It doesn't have to be a marzeya. Marzeya is lav dafka. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says marzeya. No. We have to learn something. It can't just be anything. And my marzeya miyuchet shal matchis, just like a marzeya is made out of metal, I've called shal matchis. So too, you can only use something that's metal. Vamrina, v'maikomifli, what's the machlaikis? What's this machlaikis? Could you use anything? Or maybe it has to be metal? Sakti gemara, Rabbi Dorish, call you prati. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Dorish, ribuye umiyuti. You know what the machlaikis is? Rabbi Darshins, klalu pratu klal. And being that he Darshins, klal pratu klal, the pasuk says, v'lakachto es ha-marzeya, v'nosato ba'oznoi. V'lakachto is a klal, marzeya is a prat, v'nosato is a klal. Klal pratu klal, ein b'chal elo, ke'ein ma'ashe b'prat. And being that the prat over here is matchis, so too, the only time you're going to be able to use is if the thing that you're using is matchis. But if it's not made out of matchis, it's not. That's why Rebbe holds it. It has to be matchis. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Darshins, Rebbe Miet Rebbe, say he's marba everything. He's marba hasoil, vasira, vamachet, vamachtech, vamach. He's mamai one thing. What's he mamai? Rashi says, he might sam. There's certain types of lotions and creams that can cause a person to have a hole in his ear. That's the only thing you can't use. But what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? That Rebbe holds klal uprati. Rebbe Yisrael holds ribuya miyuti. That means if Rebbe holds klal uprat, it doesn't stem with everything we just said. We just said that Rebbe paskin in the Reish Shavuos Nine Chain Abba like Rebbe Akiva Kzubas Svar. Rebbe Akiva holds ribuya ribuy, and Rebbe holds ribuya ribuy. And by the way, I have proof that Rebbe holds ribuya ribuy. What's the proof from the parsha of Pidyon Haben? The problem is here you have a Rebbe where Rebbe doesn't hold ribuya ribuy. Here you have a Rebbe where Rebbe holds klal pratu klal. Says the Gemara in Baalma klal uprati darish. Really, Rebbe holds klal. You have to hold cheshbon. You know why Rebbe by Pinyon Aben Hal Paskin Riboy Miet Riboy the ton of Rebbe Shmuel b'mayim b'mayim shnei pa'amim. It says b'mayim twice. Ein ze klal uprat elo riboy umiet. So this is already another parasha. The parasha over there is talking about the simoni tahira of fish, so we're not going to go into that. But over there, there's a situation where there's a klal prat to klal, but it's a little different than an ordinary klal prat to klal. Usually when you have a klal prat to klal, so the way it's set up is you have klal, then you have a prat, and then you have a klal. This klal uprat is you have klal, klal, prat. And Tanna Dvar Rav Yishmol said that b'mayim b'mayim shnei pa'omim ein zeh klal uprat. You don't darshan that as a klal uprat. Elo, ribuy amir. You darshan it, oh, one second, as a ribuy and amir. So too over here, this pasuk, the pasuk of Pidyon Haben, it says as follows. Ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifte, be'erkecho kesef chamesh eshkolim. What were the two klals? Ufduyav was one. Miben Chodesh Tifteh was two. He had two klals, and then afterwards he had Be'erke Chakesef Chamesh Shkolim, he had a prat. It was a klal prat. Klal prat, here's the Chiddush, we darshan as a riba mit riba. So really, Rebbe holds klal prat to klal. And that's why when it comes to the Halach of Marzeya, he darshan's klal prat to klal. The reason by Pinyan Aben, he darshan riba mit riba, because it wasn't a regular klal prat to klal. It was actually a klal uprat. And klal uprat, there he doesn't darshan it like a klal prat to klal, there he darshans it like a riba mit riba. So klal prat to klal, ein b'chal elokei masha b'prat. Whereas klal uprat, it's riba hakoil, umay miut, miut, Dovar Echad. And who said this? Rabbi Yishmael said this, interestingly. And where did they say this? It's not Rabbi Yishmael. It's Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. It was in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. But where did they say it? They said it with regards to Bamayim, Bamayim, that it says in the sugyas of Simone Taira regarding fish. But says the Gemara, what comes out then? What's the cheshben? What comes out then is that what does Rabbi really hold? Klal prat to klal or riba mit riba? Really holds klal prat to klal. He only held riba mit riba in that case, opinion aben, but that was an anomaly. It's because it was a klal prat. It wasn't really a klal prat to klal. If that's the case, then as it relates to shvuas vitoy, that's not a klal prat. That's a klal prat to klal. So what's Rebbe going to have to hold in the case of shvuas vitoy? Klal prat to klal. If he holds klal prat to klal, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Not like Rabbi Akiva. Everything we just said fell off. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hashad the Amrit, Rebbe klal uprati darish, bal. What do you mean, Rabbi Kolu Prati Darish? Because the only time he darshans riba miyat riba is if it's a riboy riboy miyat. But if it's a riboy miyat riboy, then he darshans it as a klal prat to klal. Bal kurchech. You have no choice but to say kasha shvuos. You're gonna be left with the original kasha. Elu b'shvuos nasa limit Rabbi Akiva filei loy sfirale. Meaning enochinami. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yishmael regarding yediyas atoma. That's mefurish of Raisa. Rav Kahana said it would be very gishmak to say that maybe Rabbi holds like Rabbi Akiva, with regards to the Reisha, with regards to Shvu Shtayim. And he almost thought he had it. Because Rabbi Akiva's sheet and Shvu Shtayim is geboit on Riboy Miet Riboy. And doesn't Rabbi hold Riboy Miet Riboy? The Teretz is way more complicated what Rabbi holds. Because on the one hand, you find he holds Riboy Miet Riboy with regards to Pinyan Aben. But then again, he holds Klal Prat to Klal with regards to Matzeah. The Teretz is he really holds like Rabbi Yishmael. He really holds like the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidreshes Behem. He holds klal prat to klal. But he also holds what Rabbi Yishmael himself in his yeshiva, what they held, that whenever you have a klal prat, you don't darshan it as a klal prat to klal, but rather you darshan as a riboy, miyad riboy. That means really holds klal prat to klal, means he has to hold like Rabbi Yishmael regarding Shvu Shtayim. I think why in the ratio did he say Rabbi Akiva? He said it like Rabbi Akiva, but v'lei lo yisfirulei. So as it relates to raid, yesterday, we talked a little bit about the lav in the Torah of Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roishchem. And as promised, today we are going to talk a little bit about the lav in the Torah of Upas Zikonam Lo Yigalechu Lo Yisashchis Pas Zikonecho. How does that come into the beginning of Masechta Shavuos? It's because the Gemara says the reason we're learning Masechta Shavuos now is behemshach to the sugya of Peis HaRoish and Hashchos HaZakon that was mentioned in the end of Masechta Makkos. So yesterday we talked about Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Rishonim that are chaylik with Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis. With regards to the Isser Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishchem, whether or not the Isser is only to remove the Peis HaRoish with a tar, with a gulmeser, with a razor, or even if a person would remove his Peis with misparayim, scissors that are ke'en tar, that in and of itself would be a problem. Big Machloikis Rishonim, two deis brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, and the Mechaber says the appropriate thing is to be machmer, like Tosfos and Arsugya, and for a Yid not to remove his payas, even with a misparayim ke'en tak. Now that was all with regards to the Isser of payas, with regards to the Isser of Lo Yisakifu Pas Rosh. What about as it relates to the Isser of Hashchos HaZakar? Is there an Isser for a Yid to remove his beard if he's not going to do it with a tar, he's not going to do it with a razor, but rather it's going to be with a misparayim ke'en tar? Now, at first glance, if you went over to someone in the street and you asked him this question, he would do a double take. He would say, come again? This is Zilkari Beirav. This is L'chayr, the most obvious halach in the world. Everybody knows that it's also for a person to remove his beard with a razor, but if he's going to do it in some other fashion, it's going to be the proverbial misparayim kein tar, or the proverbial malakid ferahitni, it's not going to be an issue. And the truth is, at first glance, the man on the street is right. In fact, just the chaza. The Mishnah in Masechtas Makis Tav Chof Amar Aleph says that al hazokon, as it relates to the Isser Hashchos Hazokon, there are five zones on the face that matter. Shtayim mikan, ve'achas milamata. And if a person would destroy all the hair on his face, he would get Malkus five times. Because each one of these zones is Mechayev, an extra Malkus. Mishnah then says, the only time a person would get Malkus is if he would remove his hair with a tar. Meaning, if he would do it in any other way, it wouldn't be a problem. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, that gives us the makar to this halach. It's kedai to read the brayse again. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Upa'as ekonim lo yugalechu. Yochel, I would have thought, afilu gilcha b'misparayim yechayev, that even if the person removed his hair with a misparayim, with a scissor, he would be chayev. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, lo yisashchis eis pa'as ekonecho. Meaning, from Upa'as ekonim lo yugalechu, it sounds like you can't shave your beard. It doesn't matter how you do it. Talmud Loimar, loisashchis eis pasikonecho, that if you remove it with a misparayim, it's not a problem. Eat loisashchis. The Braisa continues and says that had it only said loisashchis, yochel, I would have thought imliktoi bimalakit or hitni yechayev, that if you would use some other tool, that would also be a problem, meaning not a tool that a barber uses. Talmud Loimar, it's for that reason the Torah also said upasikonom loigalecho. In other words, from upasikonom loigalecho, we learn that the only time a person's over the iser is if he does it in some form of derech giluach. You use a barber's tool. From the fact that it says in the Torah, lo yisashchis eis pasikonecho, we learn that a scissor is not a problem. You actually have to be mashchisit. Okay, it's not. Okay, so what do you end up with when you darshan these two psukim giluach sheyesh by hashchosa? The only time it's a problem is if you could check off both boxes, where number one, it fits into the criteria of upasikonim lo yigalechu. Number two, it fits into the criteria of lo yisashchis eis pasikonecho. And what is that? Heavy Omer says the Gemara is a tar. It's a razor. So it's a pretty mafurish Gemara that the Isser of Ashchos HaZokon is Davka in the event that a person is going to remove his beard with a razor. And the truth is, this mafurish Mishnah, which is expounded on a Braisa, is also a mafurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Yoridea, Simin Kuf Pei Aleph, this is the same Simin that we talked about last night, and this is in Sif Yod Aleph, says, quote, Peis Hazokin Heim Chomish, V'Rabu Behem Adeyos, a lot of different days, what exactly these five zones are, L'fichach Yori Shamayim, Yetze Eskulon, V'lo Yavir Tar Al Kol Zekonekla. It's for that reason a Yori Shamayim should be nervous and be concerned that he's not 100% sure what the five zones on his face are. And it's for that reason, lo yavir tar al kol skoneka. He should not allow a razor to touch his face. The Mechab is very clear that the iser of Hashchosas Zaken is dafka with a tar. Meaning, it's dafka, if you're going to use a tar, it's going to be a problem. Another halacha. Einoi chayev al Hashchosas peyes hazaken el batar. Even one more first. A person is not chayiv this iser unless he's mashchis his zokin with a tar. Avo b'misparayim mutter. If you're going to use a misparayim, it's mutter. Afilu kein tar. Even if it's going to be kein tar. So the Mechaber says it once. Shina hakos of la'akev. He couldn't be more clear. The sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is like the pashtis in the Mishnah, like the pashtis in the Brais, and that is the iser is only noigeya in the event that you are going to use a tar. If you're not going to use a tar, it's not going to be a problem. Just to explain this one tefach deeper, it's mefurish in the sugi mesechtes makis, but it's really not, because the sugi mesechtes makis is discussing evo hein aloike. So really, you could have walked away from the Gemara and you could have said that as it relates to malkis, maybe there has to be a tar, but maybe when it comes to issa the heter, not.
comes again the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, who's discussing, not Malkus, that's Hilchas Olam Mashicha, he's discussing Yeridea, and he says, Mefurish, Avo b'misparayim muter, afilu ke'en tar. And when he tells you to be machmer, what he says is, v'layavir tar al kol zakonei klal. That's the chumra you have to worry about. But as it relates to a misparayim, there's no mention anywhere of it being usher. To the contrary, Avo b'misparayim muter, afilu ke'en tar. So at first glance, it would seem to be very schwarz and weiss, very black and white. It doesn't even seem to be open for any interpretation, for any negotiation. Stating that, if you take a look at the Ramban in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and this is in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin. So the Ramban introduces the laws of Hashkos HaZaken. We read a little bit from this Rambam last night. Now we're going to read a little bit more. Says the Rambam, Derech Koimrei Avodah Zarah Hayo Lahashchis Kanam. The Derech of the Galochim was to destroy their beer. Lefichach Asra Torah Lahashchis HaZaken. So for that reason, the Torah said, it's us. The Torah was disappointed why the Rambam gave this time of the Korah. But either way, this is what the Rambam says. V'chomish Peyos Yeshboi, and the Rambam gives his definition of what exactly the Chomish Peyos are. Skipping a little bit. Says the Rambam, the Einoi Chayiv ad sheyigalchenu betar. You're only Chayiv if you're Megaleich betar. Shenema v'loi sashchis es pasikonecho. And we learn from there, Giluach sheyesh by ashchoso. Says the Rambam, lefichach, it's for that reason, im gilach skonoi b'misparayim potter. If a person's gonna go, and he's gonna be Megaleich hizokim with misparayim, he's going to be potter. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says, Einoi Chayiv ad sheyigalchenu betar. And then he says, Lefichach, im gilach skonoi b'misperayim, potter. We know, says the Kesef Mishnah, that potter in Shas means potter avaloser. And milushoyne yazov shel haramam, it sounds like the Rambam was telling us that although there's a din of giluach, sheyesh bay hashchos, and although there's a din of tar, but tar is dafka with regards to the chiyuv. It's regards to eloin aloikin, which is the sugi mesachtes makis, vene chayiv achi galchenu betar. Aber if you're going to do it not with a tar, you're going to be potter. But what does potter sound like? Potter means usually potter avalasa. So says the Kesef Mishnah, and I quote, Ikala Medak, b'masha kosef em gilach skonev in misperayim potter, demashma isura iko. Because really, if the Rambam held that it's mutter lechatchila, that's what he should have said. Says the Kesef Mishnah, v'nira loymar, desircha delishna demasnis nakat. That although the Rambam said that, but the Rambam was just quoting the Mishnah. Oba v'lav dafka, it's lav dafka, de lechatchila nam yishari. In other words, the sugya of loisashkes pasikonech is in the sugya of Eloin aloikin. And that's a sugya of chayev or potter. So the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, even though he wasn't only discussing Chayav a Potter, but at the end of the day, he was quoting the Lashon HaMishnah, and the Mishnah's Lashon is Ve'enei Chayav Achi Etlenu Basar. So the Rambam went with that lead, and he said Enei Chayav. How did he say Enei Chayav? He said Potter, which means Enei Chayav. But it's Sircha Delishna Demasnis and Nakat, says the Kesef Mishnah, Ve'lav Dafka Delechatchila Namishari, stating that the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Beis, in the mitzvah of Shaloi Lahashchis Pazakon, he brings the Rambam and he says, V'kosev HaRambam Zechreinu Levracha, V'im Gilach B'misparayim Potter. Nira Midvarav, it sounds like from the Lashon of the Rambam, D'davka Potterhu, Avol Osir Lasois Kein. That even though it's true, it's Potter, but at the same time, it's going to be Osir. So this deed that the Kesef Mishnah made, and he was Madcha, it's Sircha the Lishna the Masis and Nakad, the Sefer HaChinuch already made. And the Chinuch says it, Alach Lamaisa. The Chinuch is one of the Rishonim. And he understood that when the Rambam says Potter, he meant Potter Avol Osir. Really, there is going to be an Isir for a person to be Mashchis His Zaken, even Misperayim Keita. Everybody knows it's tar. Yeah, because everyone learned Makis. And in Makis, you're learning the Sungas of Eloin Aloikin. And that's Pashit, that as it relates to Malkis, as it relates to Chayiv, oh, that's enough in a Mishnah. Eime Chayiv, Achi Galchenu Betar. But as it relates to Isser Veheter, the Rambam's Lashon was Potter. Potter always means Potter Avaloser, says the Sefer HaChinuch. If that's the case, that's the way it's going to come out in the Shittas HaRambam. And the truth is, if you look around in the Achrayim a little bit, there were many Mefarshei HaRambam that understood the Rambam that way. The Meiser Rekeach, one of the Kadmoinim, who wrote a classic work on the Rambam, This is the way he understood the Rambam. The Merkevis HaMishnah, Rav Shloimeh Chelama, one of the great Kadmoinish commentaries on the Rambam. This is the way he understood the Rambam. Rav David Pardo, in a tshuva, in the Shailos HaTshuvas, Michtam LeDavid, was very Meirich, and he said it's Mefurish in the Rambam. It's Mefurish in the Rambam that the Rambam says Potter, and the Rambam always means Potter Avalos. I, the Kesef Mishnah, said, Sircha, the Lishna, the Masisa, Nokat. It's a doichik, because the Rambam is so precise in his language always. And to say that the Rambam would mislead people in something so meaningful is very hard to believe. And if the Rambam said Potter and he didn't say Mutter, Potter means Potter and it doesn't mean Mutter. Oh, but the emes is that if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, right here in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, the Beis Yosef, who of course was the Kesef Mishnah, he talks more about the Rambam, he's more Meirich, and he brings a raya to his understanding of the Rambam, and really, b'muscho rishon, it sounds like a raya she'ino of tshuva. And that is, if you take a look at the Rambam, earlier in Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam was talking about the halacha of Peyus HaRosh. So, you go through the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, so the first six se'ifim are talking about the Isser of Peyus HaRosh, and then the rest of the se'ifim talk about the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken, similar to the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Kuf Pei Aleph, the beginning of the simin talks about Peyus HaRosh, the end talks about Hashchas HaZaken, just to bring out how similar and how much they're hukish lahadadi. In the Rambam there in one perek, in Shulchan Aruch there in one simin. But either way, when the Rambam talks about the Isser Peyus HaRosh, so the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, "Upeyuzu shemanichem betzido loy nosnu b'chachamim shir." Chachamim didn't give a shir as to the amount of payas that a yid is not let a root. V'shamanu miskeinenu she'eni maniach pachas me'arbam sayers. Then the Rambam says, "Umutter lilkoit ha'payas b'misparay." You should know it's mutter for a person to remove his payas with a scissor. Loy nesar ela hashchasa shalsa. Because the only thing that's usher is to remove it with a tar. Now this Rambam is clearly the sheet of the Ritva, the Eish Machmirim that the Mechaber brings, not like Toysus and Shvuas, Daf Beis Amid Beis, that holds that just like the Isra Hashchas HaZaken is Daf Gebetar, so too the Isra Peis HaRosh is also Daf Gebetar. And Kilo, when the Mishnah says, on Daf Chof HaMed Alfa, Mesech Tis Makis V'Ein Echayiv, unless you remove it with a tar, it's not only going back on Hashchas HaZaken, but it's going back on the whole Mishnah. It's going back on the Isra Peis as well. Aber Hagabat Smecha, the Rambam, when he talked about his tremendous kula in the Isser Peyus HaRosh, and that is why Nesser Ela Hashchasa Shaltar said the Rambam Umutter Lilkoit HaPeyus Bemisparayim. It's Mutter Lechatchila, Mutter, not Potter, Mutter to go ahead and remove the Peyus with the Misparayim. Says the Beis Yosef, Mi Nitla Bemi. Where did the Rambam even get this idea that this is Din Tar by Peyus HaRosh? He got it from Hashchasa Zaken, the Hekish, whatever. This is where he got it from. This is where he got it from. But at the end of the day, there's no way in the world that Peyus HaRosh is going to be more kulodik than Hashchas HaZaken. Right? It's just the opposite. By Peyus HaRosh, the sheet is that old Misparayim is also Midai Reis HaMamish. Because there is no mention of the word Hashchas. The whole mention of the word Hashchas is Davka by the parish of the Hashchas HaZaken. Of Bezok to Beis Yosef. That's Poshet. That if the Rambam said, Umutu Lilkait HaPeyus B'Misparayim, it means it with regards to Peyus HaRosh and Kal V'Chomer ben Benoishal Kal V'Chomer, it has to mean it by Hashchas HaZaken. He said, there's no way you can rationalize that the Rambam Shita would be that it's Asim Midai Reisna to be Mashchis the Zaken with a Misparayim Keintar, yet it would be Mutal Lechatchila to remove your Peyus with a Misparayim Keintar. In the Cheshbon of the Sugya, there's no Mokim in the world to say it. So you have to say that once the Rambam wrote, Umutal Lilkait HaPeyus B'Misparayim, he understood that you were going to chab that if it's true by Peyus, it's true by Hashchas HaZaken. Why then did he say, Einoi Chayiv Achi Galchenu Betar, and Lefichachim Gilich Skonim Misparayim Potter, says the Kesa Mishnah, it's based on what I said, it's based on the fact, the Sircha Delishan, the Masisa Nokat, Abivalav Davka, there's no question it's Lav Davka, Delechatchila Namishari. And Emes is like this. Rabbi Vadi Yosef, in his Shail Shachuvas Yabiya Omer, and this is in Chelik Tes, Yerideya Simen Yud. So he wrote not just the tshuva on this topic, he wrote a kuntres. It's interesting. The kuntres is called Kuntres Pa'as HaZakon. And in parentheses, Rabbi Vadya wrote, Begematria Avadya Yosef Ben Yaakov. Interesting. But either way, this is what Moron Avadia wrote, and it's pages long. Kedarkei Bakodesh, it is a definitive, not the, but a definitive Maromokim, as it relates to this noise. And right in the beginning, in Sifkot Aleph, when he goes through this Inyan, so he presents the Sugya, the way we just presented it, Pachas Yoser, and he mentions the Rambam, and the fact that there's a little bit of a turmoil, a little bit of a controversy, exactly how to understand the Rambam. But Rabbi Avadia said that the emes is, even though the Rambam wrote the word potter, which is a little bit of a misleading word, the Kesem Mishnah was already bothered by it. The Sefer HaChinuch said potter means potter avalos, right? Other Mefarshi and Rambam said that way. But he said, if you look around at all the Rishonim, it's klar. No one even brought us a Rambam. And all the Rishonim, ki ish echad b'lev echad, were of the opinion that it's mutar l'chatchila for a person to be mashchis his zakon if he's doing so with a misperayim. Just to read a little bit of the list. The Rivan, in the sugi of Makis, Daf Chof Aleph, he says a mefurish. He says, okay, you'll tell me maybe the Rivan is being mefarish, he's not being a poisik, but it's klar. If you go back in Chazal last week's daf, it's mefurish. The Rivan says that if you're not using a tar, it's mutar l'chatchila. The Ritva says it in the sugya. The Meiri says it in the sugya. The Nemuka Yosef says it in the sugya. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said a mefurish. It's an Orchas Chaim. Tosfos in Nazir Daf Mem Amud Beis says a mefurish. The Rosh in his Pirush on Masechtas Nazir over there Mem Amud Beis says a mefurish. It's an often a kol boy. So said Rabbi Avadia, at the end of the day, all the Rishonim named it on for a Dover Pashit. And if all we have working against it is a diak in the Rambam, although the diak is a stark diak, but all the Rishonim held not that way, and no one quoted as a Rambam, which screams from the rooftops, they didn't have this Rambam. And the emes is the Kesef Mishnah's taina to support his pshat in the Rambam is l'chayra, a tshuva nitzachas. Very hard to argue with that taina. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Avadia, ein lanu ela biyuroi shel HaKesef Mishnah, b'divrei HaRambam, and if that's the case, l'chayra what comes out, it's really the sheet of kemat all the Rishonim, uberoishon, the Shitas HaRambam, that the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken is dafka with Atar, and if it's not with Atar, not only you're not going to get Malkus, not only is it Potter Avaloser, but it's something that's going to be Mutar L'chatchila. And the truth is, the Kesef Mishnah, in Perik Yud Beis Achsavay Dezara, which is the Beis Yosef, in his Pirush on the Torah, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Lishi Tosoy, in Mechaber, in Yerudea, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, he laid it out very, very clearly, and he said it's mutter. He didn't bring two days like he brought by Peis Arosh. Over here he said it's mutter, and it's all Lishi Tosoy in the way he understood the Rambam, and really in the way he spanned all the Rishonim that he was privy to, and as far as he was concerned, although by Peis Aroish, there's a Toysus and Shuas that Beis Amad Beis, this is a major league tomo, but when it comes to this Inyan, this is something that is very, very clear. And the emes is that really, the early Achronim, if you look at some of the tshuvas, they all, ki ish echad b'lev echad, went along with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, kach ki balnu al natzmenu, that the psak of the Mechab and the Ramah. By the way, the Ramah's not chaluk with us. In fact, if you take a look in the Darkei Moshe, in Yerudea, Kuf Pei Aleph, so he talks a little bit about what the Beis Yosef said, and he says, v'cheinu aminik, which is the Ramah's way of saying that, of course, we go along with this as well. So this is really what the Mori, the Shulchan Aruch, all came out, and again, there's many tshuvas that were written, but at the end of the day, this seems to be the overwhelming consensus in terms of how the poskim went about discussing the shaila. Stating that, there's another element to this whole shaila. And it's an element that usually doesn't permeate so much halachic discussions, but this is one of the exceptions to the rule, where it's an element that makes a lot of noise. And I think a good way to be makdim this is with Dvarim Mefursamim, Shal Maran Hachsam Sofer, and this is in a tshuva, it's an Eirach Chaim, Simin Kuf Nuntes. So the Shoyl in Tshuva Hachsam Sofer asked the Hachsam Sofer a whole bunch of different questions. In fact, the conversation that this Shoyl has with the Chassam Sofer starts in Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. The name of the Tshuva is Inyonim Shoinim. And then it carries over into Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. And a lot of the different things that was being discussed were shaving related things. Sfira, a sandik, bein hamitzarim, chalamoid. So all things tiglachas is what's happening over here in these tshuvas. At the end of tshuva kuf nuntes, so the Chasam Sofer writes to the shoyl, Hashem milei piv toichachos. The fact that you, the shoyl, came with a full mouth of toichacha, kadosh yeyomer loy. There's a certain element of kedusha that I'm sensing in your kanos with some of the things that you're writing about. Aval asher some pun of neged megulchei hazaken. But the fact that in your kanois you came out so strong against people that shave their beards, lo yodati ma harasha gadol hazeh, says, I don't know what the greiser rash is. L'chu nove nivachecha. Let's sit down together. Let's learn up the sugya. And let's try to figure out whether, in fact, there's anything to talk about. Now, we're not going to go through the whole rest of the Chasam Sofer because it's a little bit long. One maramachim that you have to know when you go through this Indian that the Chasam Sofer mentions is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is in Simen Reish Tzadikeh. It's one paragraph. Shailo, Yesh Nidnud Isser Ligaleach Pas Hazokim B'Misparayim Oiloi. Is there a Nidnud Isser for a person to cut his beard using a Misparayim or not? That's the question. Said the Trumas Hadeshen, Yira, the Yesh Mokum Lahachmer, El She'en Ha'olam Nizarim B'Dover. There's Mokum to be Machmer, however, the Velt is not Nizar to be Machmer. And then he explains, Kasa Begillion, Betoisvis, Bereish Masach Teshvuas. Again, so much of this is playing out here in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos. This feels like a digression. But if you learn the beginning of the Masechta with the Rishonim, it's really not. V'zel Rishonim. This is what Tosfos says. Yeich nezorin kishem mesabrim b'misparayim, when they cut their beard with a misparayim, she'ein oisim b'tachtoin klum el ba'elyon. They don't use the bottom part. They only use the elyon. Ki choyshashim she'em yasu kulam b'tachtoin. If they're going to use the bottom part, she'em ye'erish le'yachte gzuge elyon el b'tachtoin. Maybe they're only going to cut using the bottom parts. Again, you have to know what this misparayim looked like. V'hu kamoy tar, and it's going to end up looking like a tar. Ad kan loshoin toisus. V'hinei sneze chumas adashin koshem ma'od liyos nizze b'dover zeh. It's not so easy to be nizer in this, and because it's not so easy to be nizer in this, so yesh makom lahachmer. There's a makom to be machmer that maybe this should be an issue. Amnon nira denochem lizor, and then he tells you exactly how you should do it. And if it's not too sharp to misperayim, then anyways, this is not an issue, and then there's not going to be a problem at all. Incidentally, Rabbi Avadya brings this Trumas Hadeshen as one of the rayas that there's no iser be'etzim of shaving with a misperayim kentar. Because if there's an iser be'etzim, so why is the Trumas Hadeshen coming from this Gilyan Toisvis? Be careful with the misperayim, because the chelek atachton could be like a tar. What do you mean? Typically, misperayim kentar is only patur avalasu. So really, the Trumas Hadeshen, we counted 9 in our list, would be a 10th poisek rishon that held that this is not going to be an issue. But either way, the Chasam Sofer addressed this Trumas Hadeshen, and the Chasam Sofer, after he brings the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen, so he says, V'yodana shehu midid l'shchiach. Now, this whole chashash that the Trumas Hadeshen talked about is midid l'shchiach could be in the times that the Trumas Hadeshen was shchiach, in the times that the Chasam Sofer wasn't. But he says, this Trumas Hadeshen is not even something we need to concern ourselves with, because this is something that's without a question midid l'shchiach. But there's one chelik of the Chasam Sofer that is worth talking about, and that is as follows. Umashe Ramas, this that the Shoyl was Miramis in his tshuva, l'sifrei mikubalim, to the svarim of the mikubalim, shakosvu, they wrote, shaloi lahoishit yodayim bedik nikla, that a person should never touch his beard. Says the Chasam Sofer, ainli esek benestaris. I want you to know that as it relates to that, I don't get involved in these inyanim. But more than that, avu mehem umehamoinom hutru haritzua legamri. But really, from the mikubalim themselves, you have the strongest response to this. Where is that? Because b'chol eretz Italia, and this is something that's pervasive throughout the land of Italy, shekol chachomer, because all the chachme Italia, and there were many, megul chezok, they all are shaven, v'nitlin be'ilon gadol, and they rely on the ilon gadol, Ramanacha Mazario, balasorim amoros, known to us as the Ramam Ipano, Avia Mikubalim. He was the father of all the Mikubalim. Shehu Hoyo Megulach. He was clean shaven. Mibli Hisher Saira Echad. Literally. And then he says, he says, what am I going to be myrich in something that I have no yad v'shemboy? And then he goes on, he talks a little bit about the history of when people first started maybe removing their beard. But the bottom line is this is what the Chassam Sofer said. He said, you're telling me that al pi Kabbalah, it's written, shloi lahoysha, you're dying b'dikni klal. So the Chassam Sofer said, ain't li esik bin astaris. I want you to know, ain't li esik bin astaris. In fact, mehem u me'amoinam hutra harutzua ligamri b'chol eretz italia, and their toila be'ilon godol ramanachem azarya ba'la asarim amores avia mekubolim, shehu hoya megulach, mi'bli hish nesayre echas. And not just that, he said, al pi Kabbalah, there's an afkamina between eretzro and chutzlaris. And a chutzlaris, this is dafka the way it's supposed to be. Now, the truth is that if you know, you know. This Hagodas Eidos that the Chassam Sofer said, others challenged. And really, the makar to what the Chassam Sofer wrote comes from a sefer called Be'er Esek. The Be'er Esek was written by one of the Italian gedolim of that kufa. In fact, it was reprinted recently by Machon Mishnah Rabbarim, this Medrash Gevoya's publishing house. And in She'ela Ayin, he talks about this inyan. Al pi Kabbalah, there's a zach of having a beard, and you're not allowed to even touch the beard. Right, this whole inyan. And the Be'er Esek says that his Rebbe, this is what he writes, his Rebbe was an Eidim by the Ramah Mipana. And he told him, Hagodas Eidos, that every single Erev Shabbos, the Ramah Mipano, Hoyechayef Reshe, he would, shampoo his hair, Umestaper Bedikne, and he would trim or he would shave his beard, Kiminag Italia, like the minig of all the Italian Rabbanin. Umi Yoichal Bisra Shmeina, Absoir de Dahavam, Mimichachmas, Ariza, Tzalchutz Mimeno, and said, the Be'er Esek, who is more of a Talmud of the Arizal than the Ramah Mipano? And if this is the way he was noyig, that means really his minig is Shroshe Biktusha, it's Shroshe Beteiris Ari, and if that's the case, this is gonna be okay. Stating that, there's a tshuva that was written by another one of the great Italian Rabbanim, and this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas. And this is printed in Shailos HaTshuvas Divrei Yosef. It's in Simin Chof Hei. And he brings that the Be'er Esek said that he had a Kabbalah from an Edom of the Ramah Mipano, that Ramah Mipano, every single Erev Shabbos, hoye mistaper bedikne. And he says that it's 100% not true. This is what he said. I'll just read a few excerpts. Oit kosav, shedorash v'chokr al minug meirenu, harab menachem azari zeich tzadik v'kodosh v'vracho, v'yo So says the Divrei Yosef, mitakomer have a mistaper bedikne, v'loikomer mistaper dikne, mistaper bedikne, not mistaper dikne, muchach shloi heidu loish ramazal hoi mistaper kol zikne. It's clear that he didn't remove his whole beard. He was mistaper bedikne, elo miktsasa. V'imkenu maybe raya lister dvarav. If that's the case, he's really bringing a raya list of dvarav. Why? Shekosav l'ildu b'chutz l'oritz adif l'galcha. And now all of a sudden, he's saying that even the Ramah Mipano, who's ke'ilu, the manda omar that holds, that b'chutz l'oritz, it's l'chatchila to shave. You see, he didn't shave 100%. And then he says, v'oid, ani chokarti al zeh mirabin yomin hakoyin. Now this Rabin Yomin hakoyin was the shver of Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, who was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. These are all the great Italian Rabbanin, late 1600s, early 1700s. And this is what he told me. V'zel l'shoinoi. Divrei bal be'er esek ein roi l'smoi chaleim. Ki kvar hisasku imoi bali hayro mikame tshuvei shobo usham deloi kehilchasa. V'aniro isni b'mentua tsuras harama. I saw a picture of the Ramah Mipano v'hu b'zokein moli al kol gidoisav ad kam l'shoinoi v'arezu hakchosho begufa shal edos. The Kitzner, he's Meirich, he talks more about this inyan, but this Hagodas Eidos that the Chassam Sofer said, so based on this Divrei Yosef, others tain it, that there was a picture that was seen of the Ramah Mipano, and in that picture he had a beard, and if in that picture he had a beard, must be that, no, something along the way, epis, there was a miscommunication, but Al Kaponim, this is the Eisa, but one thing is clear. And that is what the Shoyl was telling the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer was masking that in the world of Kabbalah, there's an inyan shaloi lahoshi yadayim bedikni klal. That's something that, without a question, is very, very much brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah. There's a quote from the Arizal where the Rav Chaim Vital said as follows. Kosev Rav Chaim Vital. V'hoyam moiri zechreinu levrocha nizim ma'oich leid lachtech seir hazok and klal. Loi betar v'loi b'misperayim. Loi l'mala v'loi l'mata v'loi b'shum mokam in azokin. Afilu l'mata tachas azokin. Ba'oysam sayres kitanim achoyfifim al agore mamash. Aval aseyru shebesofe al yoyinu. By the mustache, ha'ma'akev eso achilo ha'yu koitz tzoy b'misperayim. That he would cut with a misperayim. V'loi oid. Elo sh'hoyo oid m'she isir godol ma'oid hu lakor elitoish b'yadoi afilu seir echo bilvad b'chol mokim skonoi. Ki heim tzinoiroi shal shefa. V'lo chen tzorich odam lizor sh'lo yosim yadoi b'skonoi l'mashbish bo k'dei sh'lo yakev yitlish ezesar. So Reb Chaim Vital said that I was mekabel from my Rebbe that this is an os isir chomer ad l'moy. Now, could be chutz l'aretz is different, chvesish. But al kaponim, this is what the Arizal said. The Arizal said it's an iser godol ma'od. And really, through the beard, this tzinoiris of shefa that come to a person, and through these tzinoiris of shefa, a person can be zoichet to marry the gezachin. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to remove that, this is what you're playing with. And the emes is shroshay of this whole unit is a zaya. The zaya is in Parshas Nosai. It's daf kuf lamid omid beis posach reb shimon va'omer vay man da oishid yodei bedekno. Woe is to a person who allows his hand to touch his beard. So it's l'chayra, enough in Azaya. Now, that says, if you look at the Mefarshei Azaya, so Anders say that really what he's referring to is making a shvua, and the dikna is the dikna yilah. So again, I think it's all part of what the Chassam Sofer meant when he said, Ainli Asik bin Astaris. And as a result, we don't know always 100% how to interpret these inyanim. But one thing is clear. It's not a shayla. Then when you go through Sifrei Kabbalah, starting from the Zohar and Parshas Nasai, working your way down to this Arizal, it's an Issir Chomer Adlam Oy for a person to even touch his beard. You know, I came across a tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvas Torah Lashma. So we've spoken about the Shailos Tshuvas Torah Lashma, right? Most notably, who is the Mechaber of the Shailos Tshuvas Torah Lashma? Was it the Ben Ishchai? Or maybe it was a yid by the name of Rabbi Cheskel Kuchli, who no one ever heard of. But either way, in Simon Tof Mem Ches. So he discusses this inyan a little bit. And this is the shayla that he was asked. Ready? He wants to know, Tzorchin Ladina, is a person allowed to comb his beard? Mamish Rab Kiveger's Gilyan Ashas in Shfuas Dabbez Amid Bez. Whether or not you're allowed to comb your payas. Why not? Because it could be a malakit for a hitni, according to Toises. Maybe you're going to be over Nisr. Kled! What about your beard? Is your beard going to be awesome or is your beard not going to be awesome? Now, it's interesting. Why did Reb Kiveger talk about this? Parshas, it was loyal al daita. It was loyal al rayoina that should be a problem. Because in Shulchan Aruch, it's mefurish that this is not going to be an issue. Oh, but the Torah Lishma is coming al pi Kabbalah. He's coming al pi Darizal that said it's an Isser Chomer Adlamahoid. And if that's the case, should it be a problem? That's rather very zis, the way he sets up the question. He says, sometimes a person has a beard, the hairs can get entangled, and you want to remove them, and if you're going to want to, just to make it nice, Akeli Van Veyu, the Kovet Shabbos, so how are you supposed to go about it? And he has a whole tshuva. B'chol erev Shabbos, achar etzchitzo, yafred es sayris skonoi be'etzba'oisov, benachas la'at la'at. Kidei shlo yitlshu sayris biyodayim. Avo b'mesarik, lo yase, yan, kivadai, yitlshu sayris. Ach, be'etzba'oisov, benachas lo yitlshu. V'avo b'she yitlu sayris, even though some hairs will fall out, those you don't have to worry about because they were already tolush. It's mamish gishmak how he goes through this part of the bit, that part of the bit. In the world of the Ben Ishchai, coming from the world of the Torah Sari, Reb Kiveger's Sarchi Ladina is equally as applicable when it comes to the beard. Good, one is in Torah San Nikla, the other one's in Torah San Nister. But at the end of the day, you see it's a Dover Chomer Adlamoid. And because it's a Dover Chomer Adlamoid, since for that reason, you have to take it very seriously. But Al Kaponim, this is L'chayra, the very high level setup to the Sugya. You go through the Gemara, Makis, Chof Chaf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, Nyeridei, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, the Rambam with Ruba, Mefarshei Rambam, and Rishonim in Perik Yud Beis Hilchos Avodah Zarah. What seems to emerge is that Mi'ikar Adin, there's no question in the world. It's also for a person to be Mashkes Zakon, stating that if you want to use a Misparayim, even if it's Ke'en Tar, it's not something that's Aser, it's not Potter Aval Aser, it's something that's Mutter Lichat Chiva Mamish. In the world of Nistar, in the world of Kabbalah, in the world of the Arizal, this was something that was very, very chomer. not stam chomer, and it's really rooted in a lashon from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar said, "Vay man da ushid yode bedikna," which a lot of mefarshei HaZohar mean literally, that it's aser or vay for a person that touches his beard because this sinuris of shefa that he's removing from his life by him going ahead and by him doing this. One of the very important Mar Mekoymes in this inyan is a tshuva that was written by the Minchas Aluza. And it's in Chelik Beis, of Shailas Tshuvas Minchas Aluza. It's Simin Mem Ches. Now, the context of this tshuva is, it was written into a journal. So once upon a time, Torah was very much disseminated through different journals. One of the popular journals was known as Vayilakit Yosef. That was the name of the journal. And it seems that there was a big vikuach going on in the journal between different Talmidei Chachamim, where they were discussing shaving, and the person, yeah, let it cut his beard. He's not let it cut his beard. And this is what was going on. And what was emerging from the discussion was that the oilam was naming on that in halach it's a davar pashut that you're allowed to. The question then becomes, I'll pee the Arizal and I'll pee the Zayir, right? That's more where it was spieling zechos. But you want to know in halacha? Straight out, you ask a Rav, halacha l'maisa, what's the shayla? Of course it's something that's mutter. And the Mechsaluza said that I have to be moicha. I have no choice. And he rather gives a whole akdama that he has a mesoira from Rabbi Leo Greidnitzer, Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that the journals are not one of the memches devarim shatayra niknas b'hem. And as a result, he says, this is something that I stay far away from. But at the same time, he said, I should have to be moicher right now. And he says as follows, and if you look at the mechsa loser, because it's a fire and brimstone tshuva, kedarka bakoidish. But if you go through the tshuva carefully, it's very evident what exactly his objective over here was. And that is, he says, I know that there's so many G'dayli Yisrael that throughout the generations were not makbid in this inyan. And there's so many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Yidden over the generations that were not makbid. And he says, I'm not coming to be moitzi laz on Yidden. In fact, he starts off in the beginning, he says that you find the Nevi'im that were punished because they said not nice things about other Yidden. And he says, Kal v'chomer ben Benoishal Kal v'chomer, somebody like me, I would be so afraid to get up publicly and talk Schlechts and say that there are Yidden that are being over Isurim and they're doing something that they're not allowed to do. He said, but at the same time, to suggest that there's no basis in halacha to be machber is poshen, not emes. He says, the Sefer HaChinuch learned up in the Rambam, Pater Avalaser. He says, Rab David Pardo, in his Michtam Ledovid, the Merkevas HaMishnah, the Meiser HaKeach, there were so many G'dayli Yisrael that held that it's awesome. Good, you want to tell me we don't pass in that way? He says, that's not what I'm coming to say. I'm not coming to convince you otherwise. It's not the Matoris at the Milchus HaLuzer in this Indian. He said, but what I am coming to say is to suggest that there's no basis in halacha to be machmer. And there's no Indian of a machmer tovel of bracha from a pure halachic perspective. Klal Yisrael takes on chumras that have less basis in halacha than this chumra does. It's something that for sure has basis in halacha. And because it's something that for sure has basis in halacha, so there's no question in the world if somebody wants to be machmer, it could be machmer. And then he brings what might be the most important tshuva in this inyan. And that is, he said, take a look in Shailos HaTshuvas Tzemach Tzedek. And this is not the Tzemach Tzedek HaRishon, but this is the Tzemach Tzedek HaAchren, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who wrote a very, very important tshuva in Yerideya Simen Tzadik Imel, where he was very, very mairich, and he brought many, many bases in halacha for a person to be machmer, and not just to assume that because in Shulchan Aruch state it's mutter, so it's for that reason it's going to be mutter. And the emes is that, you know, we know that Chassidei Chabad are very, very moisen nefesh when it comes to this inyan. And befrat, the Shluchei Chabad, they go to places where they're mamish, the only Jew in, you know, miles and miles and miles. And afilu hachi, they keep and they maintain the Yiddish Tzura with a tremendous amount of Mesiris Nefesh. And the Mesirah that they have comes from this tshuva, from the Tzemach Tzedek. This is the origin. And if you go through the tshuva from the Michas HaLuzer, I mean, there's one thing you walk away with, the way he spoke about the Tzemach Tzedek, and the way he was machshiv, the Mesiris Nefesh that the Tzemach Tzedek had for the Yiddish Tzura. Yeh halacha, nisht halacha, Kabbalah, ain't liyesik, yesh liyesik. But at the end of the day, you can't not admire the Mesiras Nefesh that he had to try to maintain the Tzuras HaYehudi during an era where Haskalah was wiping Yidden off the face of the map left and right. And so much of this tshuva that the Michas HaLuzer wrote was based on this tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, Stam, the way he talks about him, the Kodesh Vitar, it's not Shaykh, Ayin Sham, the adjectives that he used. But the bottom line is, this was the tshuva that the Minchas HaLuzer wrote as it relates to this inyan. So what's the sikkum? Right? What's the sikkum? By the way, one of the things Minchas HaLuzer talks about, very sharp in the tshuva, he says that we know there is a mesorah, that if there's a gray area in halacha, right, there's a sofik in nigla, how to go about it. So Kabbalah's machriya says much as ain't liyesik ben astaris, but at the same time Kabbalah's machriya, and certainly when it's a chumrah. And one of the greatest tainas that the Michal Zluza had in his tshuva was the zikr asafik over here, and because it's a safik, how could it not be machriya? Now Rabbi Avadia in his tshuva that we mentioned earlier, Abiyah says, I don't see any safik over here. It's enough on Allah and Shulchan Aruch. What's the safik? And it bothered Rabbi Avadia. He says, what do you mean it's a safik? It's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. There's no safik. It's a Rambam, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Because we're not sure if the Beis Yosef is saying good, it's the Beis Yosef. And he says, Alosh and did that, Michsaluza wrote things, and you know, different tzaddikim. He says, it's Pasha to me, Sir Rabbi Avadia, that if a person after 120 is going to go up to Shamayim, and they're going to ask him, where was your beard? And he's going to say, what do you mean? Shulchan Aruch state, it was Mutter. What do you mean? But there's another way to learn the Rambam. He said, but I follow the Beis Yosef. He says, Ani Maftiach, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to be okay. If this is what you're doing, you're going down, holding on to the plates of the Beis Yosef, in the Rambam, he says, but at the same time, there is a Zohar, and there is an Ariza, and the Sifrei Kabbalah, Moli V'Godesh, and there is this inyan of Tzuras HaYehudi. And of course, that's what makes this a little bit of a complex issue. Truth is, if you go through the tshuva of Rabbi Avadia, so again, he lays it out like nobody ever could, and he talks about all the different subcategories to the shayla, right? I think it's just kedai to mention that. Number one, the Ikar shayla we're talking about is the Issa Misparayim Kein Tar. What about Marisayan? Under one to the Taina, there's a Marisayan issue. Right? Is that a Marisayan? This is an interesting shayla. Somebody's clean shaven. Does Marisayan maybe use the razor? Maybe use the shaver. Right? Why should that be Marisayan? Something that's discussed. Chukas Agoyim. Is there an issue of Chukas Agoyim? That Chassam Sofer already told the shayla. He says, no Chukas Agoyim issue. That's not an issue. What about Lo Yilbash? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, he made a very big deal about Lo Yilbash. He said that if a person's clean shaven, he's over Lo Yilbash. Under a Tainid, what do you mean? A man is born without a beard, so it can't inherently be an issue of Lo Yilbash. But this is something that was very much talked about. The Kabbalah issue, there's a whole nother issue, which we're not going to touch. And that is, what about shavers, right? Where do shavers fall into all this? That's a whole nother noise. Because it's true in Shulchan Aruch state that a misprime cane tar is mutter. But what is a shaver? A shaver might be a tar. And that's a whole nother inyan. And then there's already Messiah from the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish and the Poskim in America. That's a whole nother inyan that's beyond the scope, certainly, of this raid by right here. But really, when you do the final analysis, it's noisy because there's a lot happening, but it's also pretty straightforward. And that is, if you follow your classic Gidrei Apsach, the way we would paskin any shaiva, L'chayra, it's mutter l'chatchila mamish for a person to shave his beard as long as he's not using a tar. To the extent he's not using a tar, it's mutter. All the other issues, l'chayra calls and nichnas in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter. Mutter means he wasn't worried about all these things. And as a result, it's going to be mutter. And that is for sure the way G'dayli Yisrael approached this issue, and befraught with a sensitivity, which you see in the truth from the Chassam Sofer, the truth from the Chidah. You see it in different truths from different G'dayli Yisrael, that there were so many Yidden that were clean shaven, and there was this feeling that don't be makatrik again, something that so many Yidden are makelin when it's rooted in Ofen HaHalachis, in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. From the Kabbalah perspective, this is a huge, huge deal. There's nothing to talk about. This is a very, very, very big deal. Starting from the Zohar in Parshas Nosoi to the words of Reb Chaim Vital, who said over in the name of his Rebbe that it's an Isser Godol Ma'oid. Very, very, very chomer. The Torah Lashma, like Reb Kivegin, Gilian, Ashasi, and Shvus, that Beis Amabe said, don't use a comb. And even then, use your fingers. Do it very carefully. Erev Shabbos. And Mamish, he micromanages literally how you should go ahead and do it, because he's so worried based on this inyan from Dariza. Now, what does this mean, Lamaisa? Chassam Sofer always said, Ein liyesek bin hastaris. But then again, Avada, there's an inyan. Avada, there's an inyan. There's a lot of Yidden that follow very much. Vashtein Zohar Kodesh, and we say, Yesh lanu esek bin hastaris. Way, way, way above my pay grade. Just, again, we're just talking here in terms of laying out this issue. But I'll just end with one interesting thing. And that is, I've heard many times, you know, people discuss, did Ramchal have a beard? Did Ramchal? Ramchal is doch Ramchal. Did Ramchal have a beard? The Muschurishan is, he was one of the Italian Rabbanim. And if he was one of the Italian Rabbanim, we have the Eidus of the Chassam Sofer, and we know the Italian Rabbanim, if you've seen pictures, right? Right, the picture in the Sharblat of Meleches Machsheves from Moshe Chayfetz. Clean shaven, right? So, what about the Ramchal? What is Ramosh Chaim Letzato fall into this? So, I'll tell you something very interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen anyone quote this, but if you look in the Igris of the Ramchal, so in the letters between the Ramchal and Rabbi Shai Basan, his Rebbe, and, you know, different Gedoli Yisrael. So again, we're not going to go into this, obviously. If you know, you know. But this is when the Ramchal was very, very young, and he was teaching Kabbalah, and he was mamash being Megalis, Soide, Soides, and there were people who didn't really know who he was, and as a result, they were investigating a little bit. They were trying to figure out exactly, you know, what is going on. So one of the letters in the Igus Ramchal, and this is Igeris Memvov. It's number 46. The letter was written to Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, who is Rabbi Shalom Ramchal, and it was written by Rabbi Yosef Irgas. Yosef Irgas is the Baal Shailos Rechuvas Divrei Yosef that we mentioned earlier, who said that he heard from Binyamin HaKoyen, who was the Shver Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, that he saw a picture of the Ramah Mipano and he had a big beard. And that this Indian, that Ramah Mipano didn't have a beard, he was suggesting that then maybe that's not really the case. So either way, Rabbi Yosef Irgas is talking to Rabbi Shai Basan. He says, I hear about your Talmud, who's very, very young. He's a bocher at the time, the Ramchal. And he's saying, you know, different zachin in Yoni Kabbalah. And then he says as follows, I heard about him, ki ha'ish hazeh hu chacham v'charif b'nigla u'b'nister, avul reyach shel chasidus le'over b'yklau, v'sha'alti yoysam im hu nosoi. And I was told that he's not mekayim any of the aforementioned. How is it possible that when the Maggid came to him, so he didn't tell him that, what are you doing? Why are you not being Mekayim this? Now, who's writing this? Who's writing this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas. This is Rabbi Yosef Irgas Lishitosoi in the Shailos Rechuvas Divrei Yosef, who held that even the Ramah Mipano had a beard. And if that's the case, he said, how is it possible that Ramchal doesn't have a beard? What's going on over here? That's a kpeda. And if that, even in Italy, even in Chutz Lorets, what's going on? It's poshet, right? It's poshet that this is Rabbi Yosef Irgas Lishitasa. Lamaisa, Rabbi Shai Basan ended up forwarding all these tainas to the Ramchal. And the Ramchal wrote back to Rabbi Shai Basan. And he responds to him. Then he sends another letter. And he writes as follows. Vashaloi hashi voisi al inyan gidol azaken. He says, you know, the one thing I didn't respond to in that first letter that I wrote to you was about the beard. He said, the reason I didn't respond to it is because Agid, I have to tell you, ki be'emes kfar mizman gidaltiyo. It's because I do have a beard. And because I have a beard right now, so it's, for that reason, it's not something that I have to respond to. So it's interesting. It seems there was a time that Ramchal didn't have a beard. Then there was a time that Ramchal did have a beard. Even with the Ramah Mipano, did have a beard, didn't have a beard, very vase. I saw brought down for a Moshe, and I discussed with Dovi Sorotsky, and he told me that he discussed with Rav David Feinstein, this is Emes Lamita, that a Moshe said that if the Chassam Sofer wrote in a Tshuva that Mami Pano didn't have a beard, it means he didn't have a beard. Because every word Vashtet in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer is Emes Lamita. It's Nevuah Shehutzach HaLadayres. But regardless, this is sort of the sugya. This is a little bit of the noise, a little bit high level. There's a lot more to talk about. Maybe we'll get to it, Be'ezah Hashem, but for now, we're going to stop here.